Welcome to the Sacred Awakenings podcast. We are a community that supports spiritual exploration in order to awaken our greatest potential. Our Sunday gatherings are a time we set aside for ritual and ceremony as a community to enrich our own spiritual lives with the support of other open-hearted people. We have taken excerpts from our Sunday talks from various spiritual leaders to put here to make it easier for listening and re-listening. Enjoy our talk.
Good morning, all. Happy Father's Day and happy summer solstice 2021. The solstice event happens tonight at 11:32 p.m. Eastern Time. And I hope you enjoyed our solstice offerings from the Sacred Awakenings community that was premiered yesterday. So our community has decided not to hold a full Sunday gathering on special holiday Sundays and allow you the space for stillness and time with family. So today will be a short offering on the topic of fathers and the divine masculine. But join us again next week for the full Sunday gathering. So let's begin with centering in your heart. Breathe, connecting in with your divine essence. Take a few breaths here, and with your intention, call forth that always present and available soul energy. Call it forth to your conscious awareness and breathe into that presence within. Today is a celebration of the energy of the divine masculine and fathers and father figures in our lives. It's for everyone, whether you are a father or a father figure to someone, or you have a father who you are connecting with, or you have a father who has passed and are remembering, or maybe a feeling of longing for that father you wish you had in your life. However it is for you today, we all have experiences with father energy. We all have internalized experiences of father in some way within. None of us, we wouldn't be here, be in existence without the father energy combining with mother energy in the creation of life. It's within each one of us on a very basic level. Or to explore this essence of mother-father energy of creation, I'll talk on the divine masculine today. This is not gender, as we know in the human culture. It's not limited by genetics or genitalia. It is a part of a creative force that each of us has inside. Last month, we had talks on the divine feminine, and this month in our Sunday gatherings, we're exploring the divine masculine and how to create balance between the two. So today we'll explore the divine masculine and how to cultivate that aspect within your own life. Many refer to God as only the Father. It's been conditioned in the human psyche over thousands of years to only acknowledge Creator in that way, that powerful male energy. More recently, there have been openings and embracing of the divine feminine as equal partner, as sacred goddess or mother god. And yes, it is both and much, much more in co-creation. All allowing for the unknown and the great mystery present and enlivening us all. The masculine energies, divine masculine providing the superstructure, and the divine feminine weaving life all around and through it. Here on earth, the energy of divine masculine is everywhere. It is fire. It is passion. It's the drive forward, the action, the structure, and discipline to realize your dreams. It's that compelling force, that drive within that says, I must know truth. I must discover and explore, awaken, and remember who I am. On the journey of awakening, tapping into your inner energy of divine masculine will support your discipline to do the practices to know yourself and create structure that allows space for the inner truth to expand in the quiet, still times. The divine masculine energies fuel that inner passion and drive to act on those whispered messages from soul, on how to be the fullest expression of you that you can be, however that is for you. It's that fire in your belly that says, let's do this, that those actions leading to feelings of fulfillment and joy and peace. So what can you do to get to know your own divine masculine creative force within? How can you invite that energy in your life more? Know it, feel it, allow it to guide you. So here are some practical suggestions. Number one, start saying yes to life and to opportunities. And a great movie to watch, you will laugh and feel the message deeply, it's called Yes Man with Jim Carrey. And it's a perfect example to saying yes. No longer allowing excuses or what ifs or if onlys to rule your choices, and just say yes to adventure. Yes to exploration, to new opportunities, no matter how small or how large. Number two. Take risks. So many of us are taught and have learned very well in this life that caution and safety are paramount. But what if we began to trust the universe more and more, knowing that we are always, always, always supported to create our lives? And what if we started taking more risks, doing things differently? Maybe go for a drive without a map or your GPS and just see where the road leads you. Stopping where you know to stop and have a discovery day. What if you strike up a conversation with the stranger in the supermarket? Someone whose energy calls to you that you might like to just say hi to and see what happens. Or what about taking that second language class that you've been wanting to take and dreaming about for years and years? What if you call that old friend you had a falling out with years ago and you've been missing lately? Whatever it is for you, take a risk. Do something that gets your heart racing, that brings about nervousness and that feels uncomfortable. And take action. Number three, start now. It is so easy to put off until some mythical day when you'll be ready, you'll be prepared, or you'll be good enough. Well, that time is now. You are already good enough to start, and you'll learn along the way. Tap into that inner drive within, that masculine energy that was an equal force in your creation, and take that step forward. And then breathe. Notice what's happening now and what's changed and what's being called for now. And then take the next step. Number four. Know when to say no. Now, I know I just said to say yes. So here's a quote from Walt Whitman, in case, you know, you bristle at that. And he said, do I contradict myself? Very well, then, I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes. Sometimes taking action requires a change in direction. If there are people or situations or relationships in your life that are no longer aligned with your soul's expression, then take the action of change. Say no or say no more. It's your power of choice that creates your life. And number 5. Now, this is a fun one. Pay attention to your posture. What are you expressing? What feeling are you expressing by the way that you're sitting or standing? Your body will tell you so much about what's going on within you. So notice what's going on and then put your body in a position of confidence, of courage, of action. Maybe stand or sit up straight. If you know yoga, stand in mountain pose. Or stand in, I like to call it Wonder Woman position, with hands on your hips and feet shoulder width apart. Or maybe it's the Black Panther stance with one fist in the air. Try these on. How do they feel? How does it feel in your body? And hold that position for a few breaths and allow the power of your body and your body's position and your intention. Allow those things to intermix and engage with your innate divine masculine energy. Take some time just being in these stances and these positions consciously with your awareness before taking an action and see what changes. See what's different. So essentially, open up your mind and your heart and explore what divine masculine, what it means to you, how it feels inside. How it looks when it's expressed with by you. Whatever it is that's owned by you and your own experience of divine masculine. Now, many, many of us have had painful experiences with the fear-based and the harmful side of masculinity from human experiences. None of this I shared today is to dismiss that. Those experiences and those feelings are to be honored and understood when they arise. And please, if you need it, please reach out for support whenever that is needed. You are not alone. Never are alone. But today's sharing is just to open the door a little bit more to wonder and to curiosity about those uplifting aspects of masculine energy that you can access, that are a part of you, are just waiting to come forth with your choice. So one last suggestion is to make a list daily or post notes around your house to remind you of the ways that you already are or the new ways that you are honoring the divine masculine within. Put notes up or make your list about when you were brave, when you took some action you were nervous about, but you did it anyways, when it was right to say no and you did, when you said yes, something new you experienced, even something new you experienced and it didn't go the way that you thought it was going to go. Okay, that's a learning and that's an experience too. It may be when we try something, we get those validations that we're on the right path. Or sometimes we try something and we get that other message of contrast that says, oh, maybe we need to tweak it a little bit. Whatever it is, they're experiences to honor and celebrate. Anything, just celebrate anything that you do, anything that supports laying aside the conditioning within that says that you can't. This divine action, this divine masculine says I can and does. So I'd like to close with a short section of a poem from Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet. This is a section about parents. I feel this about, I was present with this for Father's Day and for all of this creative force of the masculine. He says, "You are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable." To me, this section speaks of all of our creations, be they children born of our bodies, families created from all around, new communities like our Sacred Awakenings community, all of our dreams that we are making manifest. All of them are these living arrows. So may each of you feel the guidance of your inner archer and know that you are love and so loved. And may the arrows of your creations fly freely on your joy. So be it.
Thank you for finding us and tuning in to the message today. Please visit our website at sacredawakenings.org. May every day bring you sacred awakenings.